Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, next I want to talk about Bill Johnson with Bethel in regards to perceiving the love of God, the kindness of God. I mean, understand this, that God loves you. When God heals us and delivers us and a miracle manifests in our life or in the presence, our presence, it's God just going, I love you. It's the love of God. And God's not someone, if you read the Gospels and see when everybody came to Jesus, he healed them. Didn't matter where they were coming from, what was going on, he healed all that were oppressed of the devil. He delivered them all. I mean, that's our heart. That's the heart of God. It's religious spirit when people start blaming you instead of just going, you know what? God can heal you. God can deliver you. As a matter of fact, let's go listen to what Bill Johnson of Bethel has to say about this.
I hear often people get scolded because they seek God for gifts. They seek him for healing. They seek him for breakthrough. And there's some really good statements that have really good intentions and kind of, I guess, good meanings if you want to wade through them. One of them is don't seek the hand of God, seek his face. You know, I just tell people, if you find his hand, look up, because his face isn't very far away. He's just connected to the very work that he's doing in us. And the realization that I came to is I started looking at blind Bartimaeus. I started looking at the Syrophoenician woman who wanted her daughter healed. I looked at the guy whose son was throwing himself in the fire. Every one of these people didn't come to Jesus to get to know God better. They came because they had a need. That's not a bad thing. It's not a good place to end, but it's not a bad thing. Jesus never scolded anyone for coming to him because they wanted a gift. Instead, what he did is he provided them with the miracle that directed their heart towards the Father. I think oftentimes we think ourselves right out of miracles. We think ourselves right out of the compassion in the heart of God. We make it way more complicated than it is. If you find his hand, look up. His face is right there. He's looking at the person he just healed. He just gave a gift of provision for, or the promotion in work, or provided that spouse that you've been longing for. Whatever it might be, it's that moment of divine intervention in your life. Look up, because his hand, he'll never scold you for looking for what's in his hand. Instead, take your moment to look at the Father who gave it to you. He's so perfect, and he's so wonderful. I want to encourage you, just learn as much as you know how to simplify things. Don't let anyone ever make you feel guilty because you're seeking God for a healing. Get the healing, and then look at the one who gave it to you. He's absolutely incomparably marvelous. You'll discover something about him in that healing that you can't discover without it. I encourage you, look up. He's smiling.
I want to encourage you to begin to just believe God for everything he says he can do. God is a loving God. He's a kind God. When we get back for this break, we're going to begin to get kind of shift our perspective a little bit about how good he is. Make sure you join us after the break.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.